This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Harum Helmi. The Jefferson City School Board is planning to increase the school tax levy for the first time in 4 years. According to the board's preliminary budget released Tuesday, the current tax levy will increase by a little more than a cent, or about $5 per year, per home valued at $150,000. That's about the average value in Jefferson City. The board's chief financial officer, Jason Hoffman, says the district scaled back the levy in recent years to save taxpayers $2.2 million. Hoffman says the district had to put money down this year toward the debt.
Bondholders, the people that own that debt, are going to continue to want to be paid the interest that we owe them and pay off the principal that we owe. And if we don't put sufficient money into the debt service fund, we're not going to have enough money at some point to make those obligations that we've made.
The board could still make changes to the budget. It will set the tax levy rate officially sometime in August. Missouri's unemployment rate climbed slightly last month despite an increase in payroll numbers. The State Department of Economic Development reported the jobless rate stood at 6.8% in May. The state agency said Missouri added a few thousand jobs in the construction, government, and hospitality sectors last month. Those increases, though, were partially offset by losses in the educational and health service jobs, as well as in the information and professional business sectors. Even though Republican lawmakers turned down Democratic efforts to expand Medicaid this year, House Speaker Tim Jones has created two committees to look into the issue this summer. The first committee will have House members teaming up with citizens to explore ways to reform the Medicaid system. They will then give their findings to the second committee, which will make recommendations for next year's legislative session. Jones says the Medicaid system is severely broken, and the more people working on it, the better.
If we dump hundreds of thousands of additional uninsured people into that system and give them a magical plastic card and simply say, well, now you have free health care, we will further drive an already broken system into a bankrupt state.
At least three interim committees are working on Medicaid reform as the Missouri Senate put together its own committee earlier this month. A bill awaiting Governor Jay Nixon's signature would enable him to create a fourth Medicaid interim committee composed of both House and Senate members. The Camdenton School District is under investigation over allegations of cheating on its middle school's MAP test. The investigation began with a call from a concerned parent in the district who believed the testing protocol had been violated. Sarah Potter is a spokesperson for the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education.
They investigated a teacher helping students and also a principal that divided a performance event into 2 days instead of completing the event in 1 day. So they have a couple of situations going on here.
Potter says if the allegations turned out to be true, Camdenton Middle School's accreditation could be at risk. For KBIA News, I'm Harum Helmi.